Good morning. Thank you for attending this session. My name is Chen Tu Lai, and I'm from Taiwan. I'm going to present my paper, Study on the Effectiveness of Newly Developed Tobacco Control Warning Labels in Taiwan. And this project was sponsored by the Department of the Health, Taiwan government. Okay. Taiwan is one of the countries adopt the first global health treaty, the Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, so-called FCTC, and we passed the law Tobacco Hazard Prevention Act in 2008. And since we don't have a previous experience to design the graphic warning labels, so the most of the labels we adopt is from the international, especially Canada, Brazil, and we have a six image for using for a few years. The image first is smoking can cause lung cancer, and the second one, smoking may cause impotence, and the third one is that smoking may cause bad breath and mouth disease, and the fourth is smoking, secondhand smoking may harm your family, and the fifth is smoking cause heart disease, and the last one is smoking during pregnancy can cause the premature death and underway birth. This is the six image currently used in Taiwan, and since the image has been used for a few years, and in order to develop the new image for the graphic warning labels, and we, my research team, have studied the effectiveness of this six image and come out the results suggest to catch the smoking population attention, the labels need to represent a better approach and arouse target audience attention. And the second, the effectiveness of your appeal is limited, especially in the HR countries. Fear appeal images usually are ignored or worn out once the target audience is familiar with the image. And the third one, we adopt the direct positive approach. For instance, rational appeal should provide solid evidence or statistics that the popular know the smoking will cause the bad health for your bodies, but we need to provide the evidence. And we also suggested a realistic appeal or association support appeal for printing on the tobacco products. So we come out of three steps for developing new graphic warning labels. First, we have a design competition. We call for the entries of graphic warning labels, invite several students, design students to participate in the event. And the second one, we invite design experts to submit their works. And finally, we examine the effectiveness of this newly designed graphic warning label. So today's paper, I'm going to concentrate on the third part. How do we examine the newly graphic warning labels? Right. The purpose of the design competition, as I mentioned previously, we are increasing public awareness of smoking hazard and collect more fresh ideas and creative concepts for the design graphic warning labels. And the second one, outcome of the design competition. We have more than 1,500 works were submitted to the competition, and participants include design institute students, graphic design practitioners, and public health workers. And as you can see, the jury member will carefully examine each of the words, and we come out with 36 graphic warning labels were selected for further evaluating. Most of them come from the student. It's not revised yet. That's the first version. For instance, the smoking will harm you and your family, and smoking may cause impotence, or smoking may cause skin aging quickly. And suicide by smoking. And the second one is we even use the humor approach. like smoking may cause impotence, no matter you are the superman, you still can prevent the impotence. And the third one is, smoking may cause disease easily than win lottery. Because the lottery is very popular in Taiwan, so and people, most of the adult people, they like to buy the lottery, so we use this approach. And we even have the online campaign. We ask the online server to vote for the best graphic warning label. The event was to arouse popular attention to the smoking hazards. And we have come out the three winners. Okay, we finalized 24 graphic warning label after review by the design expert and the public health workers. And we have a 12 fear inducing approach, like a disease induced by the smoking and the regression of the physical condition. And as social appeals, the effect of smoking on one's state of health, personal relation, and personal value. And we have four succession support appeals. For instance, we benefit for quitting and smoking. Okay, let's look at the example of the fear inducing approach. And the center, the test on the center is a warning. And we put a warning to arouse public attention. The first one and the second one is smoking can cause lung cancer and lung disease, because the lung cancer is still among the 10 dangerous public health in the Taiwan for smoking. And the third one is smoking cause cardiovascular disease 8 times more than non-smoker. And here we concentrated on the 8 times more to remind people if you smoke, you may dangerously land the non-smoker. The fourth one is similar to the third one. Smoking may cause the heart disease. And the fifth one is the smoking causes a stroke 2 or 4 times more than non-smoker. And the sixth one is smoking may cause oral disease and 123 times more than non-smoker. And compare the last image we use currently, and in the newly developed image, we would like to use the female mouse, replace the male mouse, because this one probably we will concentrate on the male population, female population, because in Taiwan, female smoker rising than the male smoker. So we replace the female mouse. Okay, and the seventh is smoking cause oral cancer. And the eighth one is smoking cause impotence and also cause the depression. A study has been presented that smoking not just cause the impotence, but also can cause depression. And the population in Taiwan, the people have a depression. Part of the reason is related to the smoking. So we put the depression in order to remind the people smoking may cause a depression. And the ninth image is similar to the eighth image. Smoking may cause impotence, also depression. And the 10th image is smoking causes aging skin and wrinkles. And the 11th is smoking may reduce life expectancy 15 years shorter than non-smoker. And these two images are the designer tried to use the metabolic approach. So they combine the body and the cigarette together and remind the burning cigarette. It's a metabolic approach similar to the reduce the life expectancy. And the 12 is smoking reduce life expectancy 15 years shorter than the non-smoker. And as you can see, the newly developed image, we are putting the evidence to arouse popular attention. he has come to the social approach, like smoking and secondhand smoke can cause premature death and unwise birth, different approach. So the most of the target audience are concentrated on the female smoker. And 16 and 17 image of secondhand smoke will induce children's salmon allergy. And the 18 image is kids watch, kids learn, because we have the study show that the parents smoking, the children may learn from their parents. So in order to remind the parents, try to not to smoke in front of their children. Also, it's a kind of a social approach. And then 19, the secondhand smoke causes cancer and also produce pretty kinds of toxic materials. The 20, the stop secondhand smoke. Okay, and the last one is the cessation support approach. Quit smoking and then may you turn. 23, walk away from smoking prison. And quitting smoking for a year and reduce heart attack chance. And the last one, quit smoking and have a happy, healthy life. Okay, in order to examine these 24 images, and we had the first week, had a focus group discussion, and we invite our target audience, mostly from the adolescent people and the female people about 18 years old and up, and the male smoker. And after the focus group discussion, and we asked the designer to revise their design. And then we have become our expert panel. The expert mostly from the public health and Fiji, and also had the professional graphic designer. And we revised the design again. And in here, I was going to show that we also adopt eye tracking study to understand and to evaluate how the people, or smoking people, they read the graphic warning label. And we also conduct a nationwide questionnaire survey and ask the people, not just smoking group, and we also ask the non-smoker, because we believe the graphic warning label also can communicate to the non-smoker. And finally, we have expert panel, and we finalized 12 labels for government to use in this coming year, 2012. Okay, and here is the subject profile from the adult male smoker age over 18 and adult female smoker age between 12 and 30, and adolescent smoker age between 12 and 18. Those subjects come to our focus group discussion. And we have online our focus group discussion interview, and mostly we are asking the people how do they feel about the graphic warning label, and do this graphic warning label make you consider to quit smoke, and do this graphic warning label make you feel uncomfortable, or will you ignore or reject this graphic warning label? Do you have any suggestion or ideas toward the graphic warning label? These are the questions we are asking during our focus group discussion. And here's a question we are going to use in the expert discussion. For the experts who were invited from different fields, include graphic design practitioner, public health scholar and colleagues, health communication professor and medical physicians. And we asked them, do this newly designed graphic warning label communicate properly to the target audience? And how do you expect our target audience to perceive their image, taste, and color? And do these newly labels precisely and clearly convey their message and have a powerful persuasion to the target audience? And then future design strategy and recommendation. Okay, and here's the image for our conduct the expert panels. And here's the outcome for our expert discussion. And in addition to the positive and the field-induced appeal, the government should consider the other appeals. For instance, we have to adopt the social appeals and the succession support appeal rather than the traditional field approach. And the message should be the segmentation because the target audience should include the non-smoker because non-smoker, they look at the picture, they may remind or convey or persuade the smoker to quit smoking, particularly for the smoking family. And the strategy for denying warning labels must avoid critical issues and smoking shots, and consider and adopt global trend of graphic warning labels. Okay. And after the focus group discussion and expert panels, and we try to revise our design, and we finally we go into the eye tracking study for new label, and we have a subject from 62 smokers, 38 male and 24 female are recruited for this experiment. To ensure eligibility, all the subjects were screened for smoking history and age. Among the subjects were 19 adolescents, and the subject then was divided into the three different groups because a teenager and with male with the smoking experience and the male age and 18 years and older with the smoking experience and the female smoker between the age 18 and 13. And that's the image of the lab we conducted eye tracking experiment. The thing is, for the eye tracker, we put the image, the new image, on the cigarette, and we also mark the area we call the ROI region of the interest. The ROI, the color, then we will calculate the subject's their fixation, duration, and skin pass. Here's the result of the this image. As you can see, the gray area is the heat image because that reflects the subject's concentration and their duration during the read image. The result shows a different target display different heat patterns, and both adult and adolescent subjects tend to focus on the warning test and at the bottom of the image. So here is the male and the adolescent. They seem to concentrate on the image and the test. But the female subject were not interested in this image. So we can see the female, they did not concentrate that much on this image. Okay, and this one is that we try to understand the impotence, whether that is the matter for the our target audience. So from the result, you can understand the most of the adolescents, they are very interested on this image, particularly the adolescent subjects, they are interested on the banned cigarette, because that's the new finding, because we couldn't find a previous from the traditional survey, but after we conducting the eye tracking survey, it's a very interesting pattern compare the other group, male and female. Of course, the female subject tend to ignore and without interest on this image. But the male and adolescent, they are interested on this image. Okay, and this image, we can understand that most of the target they are interested in, especially they are focused on the banning cigarette. The female subject increased their visual attention to the entire package. So we understand the female, they may be interested in this image. So we can get the result from the survey. Here to finalize 18 labels for our government to use further in the 2012. Okay, that's the conclusion. This one here? Okay, thank you for your attention.